With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A series of tornadoes in the Midwestern United States has caused a tremendous amount of damage. Donna Warder has more.
One tornado ripped through the town of Barnesdall, Oklahoma, where local news stations are reporting that one person was killed. The Osage County Sheriff confirms that one person is dead and says there are also multiple injuries. Damage is also reported in Bartlesville, about 20 miles northeast, where resident Corey Fry tells KTUL and KOCO-TV he quickly got out of the way of the storm.
We all knew it was coming, but I mean, for a lot of us, all we could do is just, you know, take cover and do what we were supposed to take care of our families.
I'm Donna Warder.
Meanwhile, floodwaters in the Houston area and parts of southeast Texas are starting to recede. That allows residents to begin returning to their homes and assess the damages. Also at SRNNews.com, Israeli tanks seizing control of Gaza's vital Rafah border crossing. As Israel brushed off warnings from close allies and launched an incursion into that southern city. Hamas on Monday said it had accepted an Egyptian-Qatari-mediated ceasefire proposal. Israel, however, insisted the deal did not meet its core demands. Police have cleared a pro-Palestinian tent encampment at the University of Chicago. The Rhode Island School of Design is now holding talks with protesters occupying a building and MIT dealing with a new encampment on a site that was cleared and immediately retaken by demonstrators. Stocks are modestly higher as trading on Wall Street comes after some sharp recent swings. The Dow is ahead 68 points, the NASDAQ up 25. This is SRN News. What happens when you die? SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to a new poll from Arizona Christian University, belief in any kind of afterlife is declining in the U.S. Nearly one in five adults think that when a person dies, they simply cease to exist. Older people are more likely to believe this, 25% versus 15% of young adults. However, the younger cohort is a lot more likely to think that when they die, they will be reincarnated and return to Earth, either as a different person or a different life form. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Denmark is liberalizing its abortion laws, making it legal for women to terminate pregnancies up to the 18th week. The previous limit had been the 12th week. Government officials say the law will also be changed to allow girls between 15 and 17 years old to have an abortion without parental consent. This is SRN News. The Fed's looking for more from Tesla.
More information, that is. Auto safety investigators want the company to tell them how it developed the fix in a recall of more than 2 million vehicles with the autopilot partially automated driving system. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration officials have concerns over whether the recall remedy worked because Tesla has reported 20 crashes since it was issued in December. Rich Thomason reporting.
A Tennessee-based sanitation company agreeing to pay more than $500,000 after a federal investigation found it illegally hired children to clean dangerous meat processing facilities. The U.S. Labor Department said Fayette Janitorial Service has agreed to pay nearly $650,000 in civil penalties, alleging Fayette used 15 underage workers at several plants. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.